Morning, 0289 033 105. This is the U105 phone in. Frank Mitchell, until the middle of the day, how are things going with you this Monday morning? Now, there are to be changes in terms of public health. I want to speak to Adrian Mayers, who is the acting director of public health here. Adrian, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
HPV vaccines to be offered to boys here in Northern Ireland. To a lot of people, that line will go straight over their head. Could you put us in the picture on that one, please?
I can appreciate that. HPV stands for human papillomavirus, and this is a particularly harmful virus that affects both boys and girls, both men and women. And we have been vaccinating girls against HPV, girls aged 12 to 13, for over a decade now, since 2008. And the HPV vaccine, or sorry, the HPV virus, causes a number of cancers. So, for example, in girls, it will cause cervical cancer. And in boys, it can cause cancers of the mouth and the throat, as well as other cancers. And indeed, it can cause those same cancers in girls too. And it's also associated with genital warts. So it's a nasty virus, and we have a very safe and effective vaccine that we've been using in girls, as I say, now for over a decade. We're now going to introduce that vaccine for boys here in Northern Ireland from September of this year. And that's in line with what the other UK countries are doing. They're also introducing it for boys this year too.
Is it most usually transferred during sexual activity, or can it be transferred in numerous other ways as well?
It's primarily associated with sexual transmission.
And as a result, the young people coming through are going to be healthier than, say, my generation?
Well, absolutely. And indeed, last week there was a very good paper in the British Medical Journal which showed the impact of this vaccine on girls in Scotland, and showed that the vaccine had reduced the number of serious cervical changes, changes in the cervix, which can be precancerous changes, and it had reduced those significantly. So we know this to be effective. We also know in Northern Ireland that since we've introduced this vaccine for girls, that boys have benefited from it, from what's called herd immunity. So we've got a really high uptick amongst girls over the past decade. Probably about 90% of girls take up this vaccine. And that helps to protect them and also boys against genital warts. And in fact, we can see that the number has come down over that time period. So as I say, it's a very effective vaccine against some nasty diseases.
And you expect boys or their moms and dads to be agreeing to them coming forward at 12 years of age to get this vaccine?
Well, absolutely. I mean, if you think of the nature of the diseases that it can cause, various cancers, as I say, of the head and neck, and also there will be a spin-off benefit through that sort of herd immunity effect for those girls who aren't vaccinated in terms of cervical cancer. And also, as I say, we've had a really high uptake of this vaccine amongst girls over the last decade, with about 90% of girls being vaccinated. So we would hope that we would get a similar uptake amongst boys, and I would encourage all parents to take up this offer and ensure their boys are vaccinated when this program starts.
When does it start?
September.
From September.
It starts in September of this year. Yeah, yeah. And as we already have that very high uptake of the vaccine in girls, by extending this program to boys, it offers us a real opportunity to make some of these human papillomavirus, HPV-related diseases, a thing of the past.
You've also got the spotlight on bowel cancer and maybe a change in process for slightly older people.
We do. So, I mean, we currently offer bowel cancer screening to all men and women aged 60 to 74, and they're offered that every 2 years after the age of 60. And we automatically send them out an invitation, and that comes with a screening kit that people can do at home. Now, what we're doing is we're going to send out a new screening kit starting next year in 2020. And that new screening kit will be much easier to use. The problem with our current kit is that you have to take a sample from three different bowel motions. With this new kit, it's much easier to use. You only need to take a sample from one bowel motion instead of three. And the good thing about that is that it has already been shown in pilot studies in Scotland and in England that because it's an easier test to use, that increases the uptake of screening. So at the moment, our uptake of bowel cancer screening is around about 60-63%. So if we can increase it by around 7%, which is what the pilot studies elsewhere have shown, that we would hope to achieve a 70% or more uptake rate. Bowel cancer, clearly, don't need to say, it's a serious disease. I would encourage everyone who has sent a test kit, men and women aged 60 to 74, to avail of that test and to send their test kits back, because that way we can look for blood, and that can be an indication that there's something more serious there. And then everyone with a positive test is referred on for a diagnostic test just to see what the cause of that blood is. And this blood is microscopic. You can't see it. It's only detectable in a laboratory.
Yeah, don't bury your head in the sand seems to be the message on that one for people who maybe are turning a blind eye to some extent to their own health and well-being.
Absolutely.
Mr. Myers, thank
you. I was just going to say, and we know that by participating in the bowel cancer screening program, we can reduce deaths from bowel cancer by about 15%. So this is a really important public health issue.
Absolutely. Adrian, thank you very much indeed. Mr. Adrian Myers, who is indeed speaking about something that's relevant to different generations this morning, different age groups. Adrian Myers, Acting Director of Public Health.